You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal, always a pleasure to talk to you. Happy Friday, but it's an unhappy story in the DRC. A blaze erupted at the Election Commission warehouse in Kinshasa just days before the presidential election. Do we smell a rat?
We have to, Bongani. Imagine 80% of the voting materials for Kinshasa, which is, of course, the biggest city, have been destroyed. I mean, we're talking about thousands of machines, of ballot papers. And, of course, there's anxiety because 19 out of the 24 voting districts, all the, you know, the necessary things needed for an election has been destroyed. So, of course, the police are saying they're investigating. You know, already there's all sorts of rumors swirling around that the opposition was responsible for it. Of course, they deny it. And they're now guarding the electoral office 24/7. They also say, look, it's not a train smash. We're going to get voting machines from other parts of the country. But the fact is, Bongani, this is the first time that these voting machines are being used in a country that doesn't have reliable electricity, doesn't have the greatest infrastructure or transport infrastructure. So, of course, there's been anxiety, especially amongst the opposition groups and the international community. And I think the fact that we've had this devastating fire is absolutely disastrous. But that's not the only worrying thing, Bongani. Also, there's been violence at some of the election, opposition election rallies. Just yesterday, a teenager was shot dead at a rally attended by Felix Tshisekedi, which is one of the main opposition groups. Earlier this week, about 43 people were also injured, several people killed. So it's not looking good for the election in that country, Bongani. And we're looking at, what, about 8 days before that important poll?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And of course, we know that the capitals, the big urban areas tend to be opposition strongholds. That might just be that's what Kabila is worried about there. We'll see how it unfolds. The spat between South Africa and Rwanda continues. We focused on this just the other day. And now what Rwanda's foreign minister saying South Africa is attempting to delay the course of normalizing relations. What does he mean?
What does it mean, Bongani? I mean, firstly, I think, you know, this spat is really turning quite ugly and personal. I mean, we're really seeing some ugly words being used to describe, you know, senior South African diplomatic officials, which I think in diplomatic language is not really good. But the foreign minister of Rwanda not letting up, eh? I mean, they're saying that, look, South Africa is to some extent, you know, delaying or derailing this normalization of bilateral relations. In a very strong worded statement, the foreign minister said they've communicated their serious concerns through the correct diplomatic channels, but they feel there's a consistent attempt to derail it. And so, of course, we know that this centers around a meeting that South Africa's foreign minister held with a general that has irked the Rwandese. They are not happy because they say, look, these detractors in South Africa and in Canada, they are spreading rumors about the Rwandan government, and they're really just upset about it. The Rwandans also objected to, they say, the repeated summons of its high commissioner here in South Africa, and they actually don't know why the person is being summoned all the time. Now, the context is, Bongani, the two countries have had lukewarm relations since 2014, after the expulsion of Rwandan diplomats following a raid on the general's house in Johannesburg. Rwanda in turn expelled six South African diplomats. But of course, Cyril Ramaphosa and Paul Kagame met on the sidelines of the African Union summit in Kigali a few months ago. And of course, they made a promise that, look, we are going to normalize bilateral relations. We're leaving it up to our foreign ministers to discuss the specifics of it, but I do think the latest spat is certainly not going to lead to any normalization of relations anytime soon, Bongani.
Crystal, I tell you what, you're being diplomatic in your own language. They called her a prostitute. I mean, that's the word they used. We'll see how it develops further. Maybe they'll get over it, but certainly the conversations that the foreign minister is leading in that country are not going to make any chance of a deal or, you know, a normalizing of relations easier. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.